Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Physics Revision Podcast from Manus. I'm your host, and today we're powering up your revision by tackling Topic 3.7 from the OCR specification, power. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what power is, master the key equations you need to know, and look at how to secure every single mark in the exam. We'll cover the core concepts, run through some common pitfalls that catch other candidates out, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure the knowledge is locked in. So grab a pen, and let's get started. So what do we mean by power in physics? The most important definition, and one that could earn you a direct mark, is that power is the rate at which energy is transferred or the rate at which work is done. Think of it like this. Energy is the what, the total amount of fuel in a car's tank. Power is the how fast, how quickly the car is using that fuel to move. A powerful car uses a lot of energy every single second. The unit for power is the watt W. And 1 watt is defined as 1 joule of energy transferred per second. Examiners love that definition, so memorize it. 1 watt equals 1 joule per second. The fundamental equation that links power, energy, and time is P equals E or T. Here, P is power in watts, E is energy transferred in joules, and T is time in seconds. A crucial point here is the unit of time. In exam questions, they will often give you time in minutes or even hours. Your first step must always be to convert it into seconds. Forgetting this is one of the most common ways candidates lose marks. For example, if a kettle uses 90,000 joules of energy in 2 minutes, you must convert 2 minutes to 120 seconds before you do the calculation. So the power of the kettle would be 90,000 divided by 120, which is 750 watts. Now let's look at electrical power. There are two key equations here. The first is P equals I times V. In this equation, P is still power in watts, I is the current in amperes or amps, and V is the potential difference or voltage in volts. This equation is used when you know the current flowing through a component and the voltage across it. For instance, a bulb with a current of 0.5 amps flowing through it and a voltage of 12 volts across it has a power rating of 0.5 times 12, which is 6 watts. But what if the question doesn't give you the voltage? This is where the second electrical power equation comes in, and it's one that many candidates forget. It is P equals I squared times R here. P is power in watts, I is current in amps, and R is resistance in ohms. This is derived from the first equation by substituting V equals IR from Ohm's law. You use this when you have the current and the resistance, but not the voltage. A very common mistake here is forgetting to square the current. The I is squared, not the R. If a 4-ohm resistor has a current of 2 amps flowing through it, its power dissipation is 2 squared, which is 4, multiplied by the resistance of 4 ohms, giving a total of 16 watts. Credit is specifically given for showing evidence of squaring that current term, so write it out in your working. Finally, be vigilant with prefixes. A question might mention a kilowatt, kW, or a megawatt, MW. Remember, kilo means 1,000, and mega means 1 million. You must convert these back to watts before you substitute them into any equation. Now for our exam tips. First, in show that questions where you're asked to prove the power is a certain value, you must show your full unrounded calculation result first before rounding to the given answer. This proves to the examiner you did the calculation correctly. Second, as we've said, memorize that 1 watt is 1 joule per second. It's an easy definition mark. Third, let's recap those common mistakes. The biggest one is confusing energy and power. Never ever write, power is the amount of energy used. It's the rate of energy use. Our second big mistake is forgetting to square the current in P equals I squared R. Always double check your working. And third, always convert time to seconds. Make it a habit to scan the question for units of minutes or hours and convert them immediately. Okay, time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give the answer. Let's go. Question one. What is the official physics definition of power? Pause. Answer. The rate of energy transfer or the rate at which work is done. Question 2. What is the unit of power and what is it equivalent to? Pause. Answer. The watt, W, which is 1 joule per second. Question 3. In the equation P equals 4, what does the I stand for? Pause. Answer. Current measured in amperes or amps. Question 4. A device runs for 3 minutes. How many seconds is this? Pause. Answer. 180 seconds. 3 times 60. Question 5. What is the equation that links power, current, and resistance? Pause. Answer. P equals I squared R. And that's a wrap. Let's quickly summarize. Power is the rate of energy transfer measured in watts. The three key equations are P equals E over T, P equals 4, and P equals I squared R. Always convert time to seconds. Always check for prefixes like kilo or mega, and never, ever forget to square the current in P equals I squared R. By remembering these key points and avoiding the common pitfalls, you are well on your way to securing top marks on this topic. Thanks for listening to the Manus Revision Podcast. Keep up the great work and good luck with your exams.